And we say hello to Simon Plosker from, well, he's editor-in-chief at honestreporting.com. Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank you. I apologize that we are 3 minutes late with you.
Simon,
let's talk big headlines.
Yeah, let's talk big headlines. The first major story on your site today is something that we'd like to talk about. Reuters photo caption fail. Israel bombs Palestinian buildings. What's the background to the story?
Yeah, so it's been relatively quiet here. I mean, there's always something going on, but when it gets relatively quiet, it means that when something does happen, it gets blown up out of all proportion. No pun intended there, blown up. But what's been happening the last few days is some demolitions of unauthorized Palestinian buildings in a village on the edge of eastern Jerusalem. Now, there's been a court case that's gone on for several years, and the Israeli Supreme Court finally ruled that these buildings, most of which are actually incomplete, they could be demolished because they are located right next to the Israeli security barrier, which goes around down the edge of Jerusalem. And therefore, it's a risk to the Israeli forces that are patrolling there. So the demolition was carried out. There was lots of press there, the European Union, non-governmental organizations, you name it. It was a bit of a circus. And there were photos from the scene from Reuters, a wire service, and the caption says, a Palestinian building is bombed by Israeli forces in the village of Sur Baher. And, you know, it's quite a dramatic scene. Now, what does one think of when they read a caption, a Palestinian building is bombed by Israeli forces? I don't know about you, but I kind of start thinking about airstrikes, you know, bring out the F-15s, F-16s, and you know, attack helicopters. In fact, what had happened was, IDF munitions experts had put explosives within the building, and in a controlled explosion, they brought these buildings down. Now, it causes a big bang, lots of smoke, but it's not an airstrike. And this was spread all over the place, you know, because Reuters is a wire service agency, and I had to make a complaint. And I'm happy to say that they admitted they got it wrong, and they changed it. And now, of course, it says that Palestinian buildings are being blown up by Israeli forces. Now, of course, it's subtle, but it is accurate. And unfortunately, I have to say, there's no way of presenting a demolition of a Palestinian building in a fun and friendly way. It's, you know, it's unfortunate, and people do lose their homes. In this particular case, a lot of the buildings were not occupied, but it's still an unpleasant thing to have to report on.
Pretty odd that it landed up in a publication, well, not a publication, an aggregation organization such as Reuters, because they don't have an editorial policy that is particularly anti-Israel, do they?
Reuters,
well, not really anti-Israel. It just depends on who the reporter is, because they have people operating on, you know, the Palestinian and the Israeli side. So, whilst, you know, sometimes you see things that are omitted in certain newspapers from the original Reuters report. And we actually saw that the other day in the Irish Independent, for example. All of the Israeli side of events was actually deliberately removed from the, version that appeared in the newspaper.
It is interesting. Also that same week, there was an article about Israeli genocide, and no, it's herbicide, on your website. What was that story?
Yes. So, what Israel has been carrying out up until this year is to spray herbicide, on the Israeli side of the Gaza border in order to make sure there's a clear line of sight there. Because of course, if someone, infiltrates from the Gaza Strip, you need to catch them, you need to be able to see them, and also you just need to be able to keep an eye on what's going on in the strip. Now, an organization came out with some report, some research claiming that Gazan farmers were losing their crops because of this Israeli herbicide, which incidentally is sprayed in places within Israel itself. And, you know, I was really quite disturbed by this, because there's plenty of things that can affect farming in Gaza. The ground isn't very good. The water supply is not very good, and so on and so forth. And yet what was really, really irritating to me was the fact that, you know, this was in The Guardian. Now, why on earth is the media not bothered about all of the farmland on the Israeli side that has been deliberately destroyed by Palestinian terrorists launching Gazan balloons, incendiary devices over the border. And, you know, that's wiped out acres and acres of forest, Israeli farmland, the flora and the fauna, and that's decimated livelihoods. Yet it turns into a story about herbicide.
Yeah.
So interesting. So do we know what kind of herbicide it was? I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm not a chemical expert, but if it's, I can tell you this, if it's used within Israel itself, yeah, then presumably it's passed some sort of safety testing. So this is not exactly chemical weapons.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking because earlier today, Chai FM had a documentary on the world's most prolific use pesticide called Roundup. It actually kills weeds. If you go to Pick and Pay or any of these retailers, there's shelves and shelves and shelves of it. And, yeah, I think that, anyhow, I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm just getting myself into trouble. So I'm just going to suck in it and be quiet now, Simon.
Simon, I was just wondering, just I'm coming out of my little box here, but it was very interesting seeing the Israeli press yesterday. And a particular item of a young Arab kid spitting at a Saudi vlogger who was visiting Israel, I think at the behest of the Israeli Foreign Ministry. I'm not sure. Has that been publicized at all? Do you watch Arab media? Has that incident, how's that been received? Would you have any idea or am I?
I do. Yes, indeed. It has. I mean, it's appeared obviously in the Israeli press, including the English language press like Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post, for example. It's also appeared in places like the Daily Mail online, which is a huge news website. So it has got out there to an extent. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, you see this sort of disgusting behavior from the other side. You know, this guy comes here from Saudi Arabia with peaceful intentions and he gets abused and spat on. Now, you can imagine what the story would be and how much coverage there would be if it was reversed, the roles were reversed. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate that Palestinian, you know, behavior like this isn't exposed in the international press.
Okay. Simon Plaska, as always, thank you for speaking to us. We look forward to speaking to you same time next week.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.